Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program, Today's Issues, here on the American Family Radio Network. Should you want to send us an email, you can use this address, comments@AFR.net, comments@AFR.net. We're going to Israel in March on our annual trek, our tour, our pilgrimage. And if that's something you want to do and you're looking for a group to join, ours is leaving March 16th through the 24th. And if you want to read about the itinerary, all the places we'll visit, if you want to, everything about the tour is available two ways for you. One is you just simply go to the website TWHolyLand.com. TWHolyLand.com and check it out there. Or if you want a brochure sent to your home or your mailbox, we can do that too. Just call 800-FAMILIES, 1-800-FAMILIES, and touch the number 5 when the lady answers the phone there. Just touch 5 and leave your address. And when you leave us your address, your name and your address, make sure you're complete with that. Because as I said before, sometimes my secretary will come to me and say, hey, we got a call from Bill in Wichita, and he said, send me the brochure. Thank you.
No address.
Huh?
No address.
Yeah. So some people forget to do that, oddly enough. So if you call and leave your name, make sure you give us your complete address, and we'll put that brochure in about our March Holy Land tour. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim with Ed, and we're joined now by Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you?
I'm good. It's a good day. Yeah, I'm well.
Okay. Well, what do you got? What do you got leading the news for us?
I wanted to talk a little bit about, let's start with Detroit. You want to know why you haven't seen all the violence that you're seeing in Portland and Seattle and New York and all these other places in Detroit? Well, the chief of police there from Detroit, his name is James Craig, was on Tucker Carlson tonight. I want you to hear what he said. This is how you stop all this violence. Listen to cut. Brent, you have it there, right?
We don't retreat here in Detroit. We're just not going to do it. You saw the images, Tucker, of streets where there was lawlessness, looting, burning, no sight of police officers. We weren't giving up ground to the radicals. We just didn't do it. Detroiters are fed up with these radical protests. I'm not talking about the peaceful protesters. I'm talking
right,
about the core group. These misguided radicals that have tried to incite violence in our city. They said, we're not going to put up with it.
That's how you do it. You just engage the police.
Ed?
Well, I think that's honorable, and I think that is, frankly, what most Americans expect. In their cities. They expect the police to uphold the law. Now, I do understand that in certain circumstances, maybe you try not to provoke a confrontation, if you're the police chief, for example, but you can't allow people, I don't think, you cannot allow people to burn buildings and tear down statues and loot, you know, break windows and loot buildings. You just can't do that. That is anarchy, and most Americans, I think, probably the vast majority, I'd say over 90%, 95%, think that the police ought to head those things off. They should not allow people to do initiate that kind of destruction and theft, because a lot of that is going to tear down the infrastructure of a city. Inner cities are hard-pressed enough when it comes to having businesses there that provide products and services, but also jobs for people. I think this is the police chief from Detroit, right?
Yes.
I just think that is what most Americans, that is what most civilized societies expect their police to do. And apparently in Detroit, the mayor and the city council allow the chief of police to do his or her job.
Yeah, and that could happen. I believe that if Seattle or Portland would engage their city chief of police and let their police loose, you would have that problem solved as well fairly quickly.
All right, next story.
All right, Google is, or Breitbart News is accusing Google of interfering in the election by limiting the reach of Breitbart on their search engine. Now, we did this little experiment in our meeting this morning, Tim. I remember you did. And I'll ask anybody at home, you can do this. If you've got a phone or a computer in front of you, type in Breitbart in the Google search engine. It doesn't work with any other search engine.
How do you spell Breitbart for those who don't know?
Breitbart.
They're a conservative news site.
They are.
Okay.
Up at the top, when you get your results page, you remember you can see where it says videos, images. There's a tab that says news. If you click on that, in the top 10 page, the first page you get, you will find zero articles by Breitbart News.
So what are you saying, Steve?
I'm saying that Breitbart, that Google is interfering with the election. Last year, about a year ago, now, there was a congressional hearing. Dr. Robert Epstein, who's an artificial intelligence expert and an expert on computer manipulation and that kind of stuff, he said this. I'm going to quote him. He says, in 2020, if all these companies are supporting the same candidate, there are 15 million votes on the line that can be shifted without people's knowledge and without leaving a paper trail for authorities to trace.
How many? Say that again.
15 million.
I remember that guy coming out and saying that. That was shocking, but you know what? That didn't stay in the news for very long. I thought it was just incredible. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that individual, what was his name again?
Dr. Robert Epstein.
Yeah, he's a liberal.
He was a very strong Hillary Clinton supporter.
Yes, this isn't a conservative talking head. This is a liberal who just thinks the system, our political system, is at risk because of big tech.
I have asked Brent to put up on our Facebook page an article from Fox News that talks about a conversation that Robert Epstein had with Mark Levin, where he kind of details some of this. And Google, if you'll recall, right the day after the election, were the ones where they had a whole company meeting. What are we going to do now that Trump is president? And they said, well, we're not going to let it happen again. And they're making good on that promise.
You know, the big tech CEOs are, at least Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, who else is supposed to be in?
Tim Cook of Apple.
Yeah.
And who's
they're
the one
in the Senate
Google?
Today.
Yeah.
I'll tell you here in a second.
Well, now, did you just talk about this? Excuse me if I missed that. But
go ahead.
The Google executive, CEO, or one of their top executives said that he would never let Trump be elected again. If
yeah. They said that the day after the election. In a company-wide meeting.
They had a meeting about Trump winning
the
presidency and that they could not allow that to happen again
right.
if Google had anything to say about it.
So
now why doesn't Google just say, yeah, we're progressive, we're liberal, we don't like President Trump, we're going to work to see that he doesn't win. So what's your next question? And why don't they just say that?
If you had 15 million votes that you could subvert just by the way you did your algorithms and how you listed things on your page, according to Dr. Epstein, would you admit it?
I would. But what's the downside?
Well, the downside is, I think,
he did admit it. He admitted to his own staff.
Yeah, but that was like an undercover video. I mean, that wasn't... supposed to be made public.
Yeah, but he didn't renounce it.
The numbers.
No, that's true.
The numbers aren't Google's. Sergey Brin didn't say the numbers. He just said he'd keep Trump from. They'd work to get Trump out of office in 2020. But the numbers are Dr. Robert Epstein's numbers. And yes, Google and Apple and Amazon and Facebook CEOs are all in front of the Senate today, and they're all talking about this whole.
They're all against President Trump. All of them.
Yep.
All of them against President Trump, some for different reasons. My guess would Apple would be against President Trump. because of China. You know, they do a lot of work in China, and they don't like him upsetting the apple cart.
So does he.
Man. I love it.
Oh, that was good. That just came to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like that. It just came to me, and I just spit it out.
Well, when you have a natural gift.
I just spit it out. Get it? The apple peel? Get it? See where I'm going with this? Seeds. No, we don't, Tim.
Yeah. He's seeding the conversation.
I think you have some core problems here, Tim. See, anyone
you know,
play
if
this.
We peel back the layers of this issue, I think
you'd see that our problems stem from... Yeah, we can do this. Yes, we can.
We're all weak, folks.
You know what? They're all against President Trump. We all know it. So you got to factor that in. It doesn't surprise anyone that Google is manipulating their search engine so that they keep good news that would help President Trump out as much as they can, and bad news that would for President Trump. Keep that prevalent before the people, so it impacts their thinking about the election. So,
can I toss in something? I don't want to over-spiritualize, but let me just toss something in here, folks. You're listening. We're talking about what Google and these other groups are planning to do, whether we know it publicly or not. So I know there is always theological issues and debates about the balance between God's sovereignty and our activity, and I am a firm believer that Christians should be registered to vote, they should go out to vote, they should be active because God uses that. But let me just tell you something. I don't care how powerful Google is or Apple or Facebook or any of these. If God wants Donald Trump back in office, they will fail. They will fail, and I rely on Psalm chapter 2 for this because God sits back and he watches people who hate him, who hate God, and who hate Jesus Christ, and they hate God's laws. Psalm 2 says they plot all day long to try to get out from under the laws of God. God laughs at them and does what he wants. So you must go out and vote, all those kinds of things. But let me tell you something. Google is not going to determine who wins this election. And if Google does try to influence it, I believe it is absolutely within the power of God to bring them and hold them accountable for their actions in the years to come. My sermon is done, and in fact, my work here is done. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that in. God is going to determine who wins this election. I just want to encourage people, don't fear conspiracies or the conspiracies of men. They cannot stop what God wants to accomplish in this country.
Now,
I would add, though,
that the God expects this country, if he's going to bless this country, for it to turn to him and to, like 2 Chronicles 7:14 says,
absolutely,
humble themselves and pray.
Right.
Now,
absolutely.
So it's not a given that God wants to rescue this country. Maybe he's setting us up for some judgment.
Well, that is absolutely true, and in that case, I would say if God wants to judge the country, it doesn't matter what you ask him.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, that is true in one passage, but it is also true from Ezekiel that God looks for people to stand in the gap and to pray so that he will not have to judge the nation. So, to your point, Steve, if we don't pray, if we don't ask for God to have mercy on this country, he won't.
That's
so,
good point.
Anyway,
yeah,
it is up to us.
Well, it absolutely is a partnership between God's people and the Almighty, but what I'm talking about is the wicked. The wicked cannot determine what happens to this country they do not counterbalance the will of God.
Dr. Alex McFarland, you want to handle this one?
Anyway, when I saw the picture, I'm looking at the picture on my computer of the four faces of these big tech CEOs and all their plans and their egos, and they think they're in charge. They are not in charge. Or as I would say in Boston, they are not in charge. All right?
All right. Now, there's some talk of busting up these big tech companies.
Yeah. Pretty much both sides of the aisle want that to
happen.
The left.
Elizabeth Warren, she wants them busted up for being I guess violating antitrust laws or being what you would call monopolies?
Yes.
Is that the reason for that, Steve?
The reason that the left wants to bust up the big tech companies is because they're too big and rich, and so they want it to be more manageable.
It's the wealth.
Yeah, it's a wealth issue. It's also an influence. I mean, if Google can influence against Trump, who says they can't influence against Biden if they want someone else in? I mean, what's good for the goose?
Well, it's a tough sell to I say tough sell. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about as far as the validity of a challenge by the federal government, for example, against these big tech companies as being monopolies. I don't know how all that works. I know there is precedent for it over our country's history when companies have been deemed to be monopolies. The federal government has says you're going to have to either we'll break you up or you're going to have to find some way.
Even in our lifetime, Ma Bell.
Yeah.
Prime example.
Bell Telephone Company.
Prime example, because monopolies have been not. So we'll see what happens there. I know with Google, you got Yahoo, you got Bing. You do have some alternative search engines, because all those people are based out in California and they're all liberal.
Yeah.
If I go to the Yahoo news site, which I do probably once a day or every other day, I'll just go check out what they have leading their news, cause Yahoo News. And, you know, a lot of their news, now they have links to where they get their stories. They'll have Fox and they'll have National Review. They'll have some conservative places where you can link the news, but it's more what they put at the top, which is more Huffington Post,
yeah,
New York Times, Washington Post. So they give some semblance of balance on Yahoo News, but most of it's a liberal slant or a link to a liberal slash progressive, or Abe calls them regressive.
Hey, before we go any further, Steve, were you going to talk about what Portland, because Fox News says they got some breaking news.
I got that up in
news.
Front of me.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So breaking news, Portland is announcing, the mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, is announcing that federal troops will be leaving downtown Portland in an agreement with acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf. So they're going to start a phased withdrawal. It starts tomorrow. It is conditioned on the Portland State or the Oregon State Police upping their presence in the in this zone. Now, if they think that that's going to stop the violence, they've got another thing coming, but they'll figure that one out as it comes.
So we will see whether the governor, so that's Democrat Governor Kate Brown, and also the mayor, we'll see whether whether those politicians will keep their word to the federal government, that they are going to, because statement.
And all the state policemen's wives says, oh, great.
Exactly. Because Chad Wolf, Acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf says the plan includes the robust presence of Oregon State Police in downtown Portland. So your point, Tim, is the state police are going, why do we have to go down there?
Right.
We'll
this
find out if they can.
This is federal property.
We'll see if they can protect it.
Yeah, I guess we'll just wait and see.
That is breaking news.
I like that pun too. Breaking.
Yeah.
Breaking.
Thank you.
I don't like it, but it was an understandable.
Noted.
Noted, duly noted
yes.
pun. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on American Family Radio. I was waxing eloquent before y'all had this breaking news. What was I talking about? Does anybody remember?
We were talking about Google and the CEOs and why they're breaking up.
We were talking about monopolies.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that. I don't know if that's one of the reasons that those guys are on the Hill today testifying before Congress.
Yeah, it is one of them.
Okay, one of the reasons. I know that Facebook, they don't want to be, obviously, they don't want to be broken up. And so they're really concerned about Elizabeth Warren. So you got a progressive quote. Again, I know I'm just using that so we understand what they say they are. Progressive, regressive, like Mark Zuckerberg and Elizabeth Warren, they're on the same page politically, ideologically. Maybe not politically, but ideologically. But when it comes to money, they're not on the same page. Mark Zuckerberg likes being rich.
Right.
Elizabeth Warren doesn't like rich people.
Yes, and that's part of the clash. Listen, I'll just give my opinion. I do not think the federal government should break up Facebook, Apple, or Twitter. Okay, I think those are corporations, have a right to run their businesses. People can easily disengage from those three if they'd like, and there are other options.
There is a DuckDuckGo website.
Now Google is a different issue. I think Google's kind of like Amazon. They're kind of like the monster that ate New York City. Hmm. Those two are growing so large that they really have the potential to be monopolies. Google and Amazon. I know Amazon's probably not up there in D.C., but.
But Amazon, how does Amazon really impact?
Oh, they are getting into groceries.
You'd be surprised what they own.
I'm talking about impacting people's thinking politically.
Oh, no. This was going back to the idea of
monopolies.
Breaking up monopolies. Yeah.
The conservative argument for the breakup of the socials is because, of course, of the censorship that they think that is going on of conservatives there. So they're having this platform versus publisher debate.
I'm completely sympathetic with conservatives on this, as I am one, and I see what's going on. We talked about it. It's kind of like an open secret that these big tech companies are completely slanted toward secular liberalism, even though they try to pretend in many respects to be neutral. And by the way, I will commend Mark Zuckerberg for this one thing. That is, he knows how to apply sunscreen. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Y'all may not have seen those pictures. He was mocked for being on vacation in Hawaii, and he looked like a dove out there on the water. He was so covered in sunblock.
Oh.
Which contaminates the water, by the way, and causes problems in the environment. But that's story for another day. I will commend Mark Zuckerberg for this. He has thus far resisted the push from the left to, in the name of fact-finding, censor President Trump's political ads and Republican political ads. The left wants Donald Trump's political ads stopped from appearing on Facebook because the left says they're lies.
Right.
Right. So but Zuckerberg said nope. So far he said nope, not getting into that.
Right.
Not going to start policing that, you know. All right, we are just about out of time. What story you got left there, Steve?
Today is National Chicken Wing Day. For all of you out there who like chicken wings, there's Applebee's is offering a deal, Wingstop is offering a deal, Buffalo Wild Wings is offering a deal. You can get extra wings today for cheap. It's like buy one, get one free in some of these
today's
places.
Today's National Chicken Wing Day?
I did not know that. I brought my lunch already. Otherwise, I would celebrate National Chicken Wing Day.
It was established.
I love Wingstop.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're listening, the store around the corner, okay, I'd like a gift card for promoting your store.
Right.
I love Wingstop.
I like Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's good as well. I do like that.
They got all kind of.
But I love Wingstop. I really do.
I don't remember if I heard AFR playing in that place last time I was in there.
I don't think it plays there.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us and listening to the program today. Check out our Today's Issues Facebook or YouTube sites. We also have a podcast, so you can listen to our show anytime you so desire. Our thanks to Ed and Steve and Brent and Fred and Abe and Pastor John, who was on with us earlier. We hope you have a wonderful rest of the day. Keep listening to the excellent programming we have here on AFR, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.